Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580. We're also available online at will.uiuc.edu, where you can listen to programs like Commodity Week each week and our opening Commodity Market Report, which is coming up next with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 488, up a quarter on the open. September, 493 and a half, down one. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 391 and a half, down two on the open. September, 406, down two. December, 492, down one. March, 438, down a half on the open. July corn opened at 247 and a half, down 3 3/4 on the open. September, 259 and a quarter, down 3 1/4. December, 273 and a half, down 3 1/2. March, 284 and a half, down 3 1/4. May, 292 and a quarter, down 3. July, $3, down 1 1/4. September, 303, down 2 on the open. July oats opened at 182 and a half, up a half on the open. September, 190 unchanged. July beans opened at 576, down 3 1/2 on the open. August, 583, down 4. September, 589, down 4. November, $6 and a half, down 3 3/4. May, 625, down 4 1/4 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 171.50, down 90 on the open. August, 172.80, down 70. July soybean oil opened at 24.96, down 20 on the up in August, 25.20, down 23. Over at the Merck, August feeders opened at 109, down 12 1/2 on the open. September, 108.25, down 22 1/2. October, 107.40, down 7 1/2 on the open. June live cattle opened at 79.70, unchanged on the open. August, 80.20, up 12 1/2. June lean hogs opened at 68.30, up 22 1/2 on the open. July, 66.70, up 27 1/2. August, 65.15, unchanged. October, 56.65, up 5 on the open. And July pork bellies opened at 79.60, down 100 on the open.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services. He is in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Let's begin today in the wheat market over at the Chicago Board of Trade. That variety and the July contract, did a little math this morning, and the 50% retracement from the April 28th low to the May 23rd high would put us about exactly where we are, give or take a penny now. Is that the objective, the 50% retracement, do you think?
Well, I don't know if it's an objective, but it's a place that the market, I think, needs to make a stand, or otherwise I think it would go ahead and maybe confirm that we do have a top in place. But it definitely needs to make a stand, and this is the kind of spot. This was the level that we had back here in early March, was this 390, give or take a nickel or so. Then, of course, we broke into the late March low, and then we really didn't get the market going again until late April. So then you had to run up. So you're back to a point here where the market needs to kind of make a stand here, or otherwise I think it would really begin to tear up the chart picture and signal that the seasonal decline on into kind of a harvest low point during July and August is underway.
Does it need to make a stand at this particular 50% retracement, or can that stand be down at the April highs?
Well, the higher you make the stand, the better off you are. It's kind of like, you know, in a football game, if you kind of make the stand at the 50-yard line, you're better off there than you are taking it all the way down to the 10-yard line. So it's easier the higher the level here we make it, the better chance we have of going back and making a field goal or a touchdown, whereas if you go back to the 10-yard line, you're not going to – the odds of getting there are slimmer and slimmer. So, but I don't really – chart-wise, I don't like the picture. I mean, I do think yesterday's decline did a lot of damage to the marketplace, and I think for the most part, most of your technical systems now are all switched over to the short side, so you'll probably see, you know, people liquidating out of longs and maybe going short in here. But you know, that's just my opinion. I think we did some damage yesterday, and we'll have to kind of see where we go from there, Dave.
Corn held up fairly good yesterday, despite all the fun selling going on in the wheat, though.
Well, it did. But is that the next shoe to drop, I guess, because corn has gotten a lot of its support from the wheat complex. And if the wheat complex loses its momentum in here and begins to come under pressure from harvest, then the corn market is going to want to probably grab a hold of all of its bearishness, too. And you have to say the crop prospects look awfully good at this point. You have to kind of feel that there's going to be pressures to move out old crop inventory now since the new crop is off and running and in good shape. And you know, there's really no government reports here until you get to the end of June that would really you know, alter or change what people perceived as what the underlying fundamental structure of the market is. So, but corn needs to kind of it needs to kind of make a stand in here too, or otherwise I think it begin to tear up its picture, and not so good. So you can see these corn has kind of fallen back to the mid 270s. That was the prior high before we punched right on up into the mid to upper 80s. So now we're back to a point here where the market kind of needs to make a stand.
You look at the July corn contract chart too, you see that we're trading 251 and a quarter unchanged to the day. We've been as low as 247 and a half, bring that number up because it's below last week's low and also fills a gap left over from May 11th.
Well, yeah, it does all that, but I mean, does that tell you where we're going? I mean, I think the there's reason to be real cautious in here, let's put it that way, the way the market is performing, and I guess I'd be a little concerned. I mean, yesterday's decline is a little concerning. We'll have to see whether or not we can, you know, kind of heal it up, put some stitches in the chart and see if we can get this market back on track. But I do think the decline that we saw here now, a lot of decline yesterday may have been just, you know, part of this end-of-the-month liquidation phase that we go through a lot of times at the end of the month. But we have to be a little concerned with the price action that we've seen in the marketplace, I think, over the past week or so in here.
Soybeans still moving sideways, or did the action that we see yesterday put the April lows in play?
Well, soybeans really haven't you know, they haven't really shown a lot of upside movement. So, you know, the decline that we've seen here has not been, you know, as severe. I think, you know, the beans are kind of in the same situation as everything else. It does they need to kind of make a stand at these levels or begin to then put the mid-April lows in jeopardy, and we'll have to go down and see how strong they are. But the bean market, if we could begin to pull out of here, I think then that would validate those mid-April lows as something maybe more important than what a lot of people would like to give the market credit for. And then we're probably, you know, kind of in position here to maybe try to do some rallying.
What does your technical charts tell us about basis levels over the next month or so?
Well, I don't know if I got any different opinion than anybody else. I think basis levels are going to find them be difficult to see much improvement. We just got a lot of inventory that's going to have to kind of find a home in here over the next 60 days. And I think that's just going to kind of keep the pressure on bases. That doesn't mean that local areas may not see some improvement, but I think for the most part, basis levels are going to struggle and probably even weaken further here as we kind of move out the remaining old crop inventory into the marketplace.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
Looking at the current tick, July wheat in Kansas City, 484 and a half, down 3 1/4. July wheat at the Board of Trade, 393, down a half. September, 408, unchanged. July corn, 251 and a quarter, unchanged. September, 262 and a quarter, down a quarter. December, 276 and three quarters, down a quarter. March, 287 and a quarter, down a half. July beans, 577 and a quarter, down 2 1/4. August, 584 and a half, down 2 1/2. September, 591, down 2. November, 602 and 3 1/4, down 1 1/2. July soybean meal, 172.20, down 20. July soybean oil, 24.97, down 19. At the Merck, August feeders, 109.65, up 52 1/2. June live cattle, 80.07 1/2, up 37 1/2. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock.